What's Nick?
Hi, Nick. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Oh, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you for asking. I was just calling because we're having trouble with the $49 payment for the website hosting.
Yeah, you know what? I actually rolled my company over to an LLC, so I swapped banks. Yeah, so let me a second here.
Mm-hmm.
Do you just need a card number?
Yeah, I have the billing address still, I think, unless it changed on Judas Street. That's the same.
That's fine. I actually have a P.O. box, but that's my main address, and then I have a mailing address, which is my P.O. box.
Okay, let me put it down in the side notes just in case, but it's probably under this one. But what's the box number?
Hold on 1 second. It's going to be P.O. box 414.
Mm-hmm.
It's, what is it, 17th? Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Okay.
So I'm going to try it first with the Judas Street address. If it doesn't go through, I'll put the other one in there. But I'm ready for the new card number whenever you are.
Okay, and can you wait to run this till tomorrow, please?
Of course. Yeah, I can update it now and process it tomorrow if you like.
Okay, awesome.
Okay, no problem.
So here's the card number at 4315.
Okay.
1000.
Got it.
1006.
Okay.
3113.
Expiration.
0725.
And the code on the back?
026.
Now, do you think that the statements go to the 18th Street address, or do you think they go to Judas Street?
Honestly, I don't know. I don't even think I've ever seen a statement from you guys. Honestly, I think.
I mean your Visa statements for this card, the 3113.
I think it goes to the Judas Street, man. So try that one first.
Okay, that's what I was gonna do. I just wanted to double check because if you thought it was the other way around, I would notate it on the account. But no worries. I just stored that new card for you, and we'll try to process it tomorrow. If there's any trouble, I'll reach out to you again. But you should be good to go. Okay.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome. Have a nice day. Bye-bye.
Bye.